Archer's Omnibus for the week 28 May to 2nd June 2000.
Thank you all for attending this service for Rogation Sunday. Umbrellas at the ready, but thankfully not needed. And special thanks to Phil and Jill Archer for making us so welcome at Brookfield. We'll end with a prayer. Almighty God, whose will it is that the earth and the sea should bear fruit in due season, bless the labours of those who work on land and sea. Grant us a good harvest and the grace always to rejoice in your care. Through Jesus Christ, your Son and Lord. Amen.
Tony against Roy. Tommy and Siobhan.
William's doing a good job of sweeping the veranda. It's full of cigarette butts.
And Emma versus Edward Grundy.
Yeah, I didn't have him down as a cricketer. Right, that's all the cups and saucers out. Do you want us to unpack these cakes now?
Well, I'll do as you like. Made me late enough having to buy the blessed things.
Well, Hermes is looking a bit hopeful. I better leave them for now.
You're drawn against Clary.
Yep. Quietly optimistic there.
Oh, don't be. Grundys are all big hitters.
Where's Clary? I thought she'd be helping with the tea.
She's stuck in the village hall with the rest of the WI, baking for Lowlocks.
Oh, yes, of course. Lindy's off to the grand opening tomorrow. It's her birthday.
Let's have them two helmets down, please, Robert.
Right, sir.
Better have my man for the youngsters. Have you seen Bert yet?
Yeah, he's out there.
Good man, can't start without the umpire.
Neil's done a great job with the grass, it's immaculate. You know, Sid?
Well, I think that's everything.
Weather's holding?
Oh, wait, how could I forget? The new balls. Here we are. Oh, this is my favourite bit.
They do have a very special smell, don't they?
The box is full of old practice balls.
All right, well, what are you doing here?
Nothing.
Mr. Perks will be out in a minute.
Mr. Perks will be out in a minute. He's got you slaving.
You had a fag behind there.
I'll set me up for the cricket. Don't dob on me.
Well, you know my mate, Sid.
She threatened to ground me last week.
Yeah, she told me. Cheeky Mr. Perks.
Mm.
How's things at the flat, then? Mum said the council's been round about the ferrets.
Dad went ballistic. Mum's on at him, but he won't get rid of them. Grandad's got brain melt.
Well, you're not stopping a mine again.
Yeah. Oh, you missed a bit. Yeah, guess what? It's me against Emma Carter in the first round. Candy from a baby.
I need two runs to beat her.
Tommy will walk it. Did Siobhan play last year?
She beat him.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, Clary didn't do as well as usual. Her last ball was so wide.
I think her mind was on cakes. She'd dash straight back to the village hall.
But it gave Robert the extra run he needed to beat her. Oh, hang on. Here comes Siobhan.
Oh! Tommy.
Great delivery.
Well done, Siobhan.
Right. Next two, Edward and Emma. Emma to bowl. Helmet, please, Ed.
Don't get lost.
Charming.
Go on, Strawberry Queen. Do your worst. Yes! Oh. Into the trees!
Where's it gone?
Nice one.
I'll bring you another ball, Emma.
Try again, Juicy Fruit.
Shut it, Ed.
Oh, God!
Yeah! He's gone up on the roof!
It was a meaty shot. Shall I go up and fetch him, Mr. Perks?
No, William, it's too dangerous. What's she playing at?
Oh, give her a chance.
She looks like she's playing beast ball at the seaside.
Oh,
these manky old balls aren't helping.
Oh, shall I take her another one?
No, now look, Bert's giving her a spare one.
Well, that's the right turn. The pavilion upside down. I couldn't find the new ones.
Okay. Hush now, third ball. I don't believe this.
Tommy!
It's not going to give it up, is it?
Shall I?
Yes, William. Better take her another.
Okay.
Can't you keep that dog under control, Robert?
This is good, isn't it?
Come on, Hermie.
It doesn't think so.
The dog thinks it's a great game.
Hermie!
Be chewed to bits anyway.
He doesn't listen to me. He's Lindy's dog, really. Try and bowl a bit harder, Emma.
Batty feeling, Roy.
Yes, boss?
Oh, juicy fruit! What's
that? What did Ed say?
Something juicy fruit?
free, Mr. Perrin.
You stay where you are. He'll be on soon. If we've got any balls left by
it's
then.
It's okay, Derek Fletcher's gone.
We could take all afternoon. It's not worth retrieving.
No, you're right. I'm going to have a word with Emma.
Do you realise what Ed's heading for?
Would that be unusual?
Amazing!
Well, Emma's handing him to him on a plate.
Well, he's taking full advantage. Front foot drive is really powerful.
Emma, love! Emma! Look, I know these are very old balls. But you do realise we're down to our last two.
Ed keeps putting me off, calling me stupid names.
I know, we can all hear him. Can you try to give it a bit of length? You know, get him on the defensive.
Oh, I hate this manky game. I'm only playing because Dad thought it'd take my mind off my exams.
Well, look, just do your best, Emma, huh?
Six.
Ooh. Six. Ooh. Arms, that was a right long haul.
I'll never get that one back. It's way off in the shrubbery.
I'm going to have to take over the bowling.
Can't do that, Sid. It's against the rules.
But we've only got one ball left for the old competition.
It might be six sixes. How often are we going to see that?
No. I can't risk it. Right, me laddo. Let's take that smirk off your face.
This will take a while.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry you got bowled out, Tommy.
Oh, well, too confident, I suppose. How do you think your exams went anyway, Roy?
So-so.
Oh, he's been modest, as usual.
Well, he's getting a job that's going to be the real challenge, with Phoebe in tow.
So it'll have to be local, then.
That's it. Helen's home for study week.
Oh, is she coming down the ball later?
She didn't say.
And where's the lovely Lauren?
In France with the folks.
Pat was telling me all about the new shop. It sounds very exciting.
Yeah, it's going to mean a hell of a lot of work.
I bet.
Dad's had to completely change his cropping programme. We're going to need so much veg.
You'll be supplying the pork?
Yeah, of course. But the jury's out on whether to sell it pre-packed frozen or butcher it on site.
I've had enough.
Oh, you did really well, Emma.
You must be joking. Sid shouldn't really have taken you off.
I don't give a toss. Ed was getting on my nerves. Since when have you been called juicy fruit, Emma? Since I turned down Dad's offer being the strawberry princess.
I turned him down as well.
Oh, Ed's been teasing me ever since. He thinks he's so funny.
Well, I better get back to my position. This should be good.
Sid looks like he means business.
He should manage a good swerve with this overcast weather.
There he goes. Good run up.
Smooth delivery.
And the second one got stuck up on the roof.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And then Robert's dog ran off with the third one.
Yeah. Well, he's been a bit disorientated recently. Lindy's had a big turnout for spring, chucking stuff out right, left and centre.
Good for her.
Moving things around. I'm more than a little confused myself.
Is she here?
No, she's off at some Homes in Harmony exhibition in Felpersham this afternoon.
Oh. So, what about the last three balls?
One in the nettle.
Yeah, one in the shrubbery.
And one through the side window of my granddad's Bentley.
Oh, goodness!
Too skewed to bowl with now. Oh,
Derek and Neil are still out looking.
Yeah, so things ground to a halt.
Yeah, so thought we might as well have tea.
So it might all be off.
Afraid so.
And I've missed all the action.
Well, if you will work on a Sunday.
And I'm off to Darrington soon for Evensong. Still, I've got a rare day off tomorrow, and I'm going to enjoy myself at the Lower Loxley launch.
Oh, good for you.
These cakes are different. I'm not sure what I've got here.
That's Mississippi mud pie, scrummy.
Well, Sid had to buy the tea himself. The WI were too busy to help.
Of course, the mouth and bacon.
I've just seen Clary. Apparently, they've only just finished.
I like these blueberry muffins.
I get them for Phoebe sometimes.
Think I'll get another one. Excuse me. I'm
greedy.
Oh, Janet. Linda and I were very moved by the rogation service at Brookfield this morning.
Oh, good. Thank you. I was pleased you could make it.
Linda thought it was important we show our solidarity with the local farmers.
Could I have your attention, please? As you know, we've been unable to find the new balls, and we've had no luck in hunting down the lost ones. I'm afraid the rest of the single wicket competition is cancelled due to lack of balls.
Oh, I'm the winner!
No way, Ed. Emma didn't bat, so your pairing's invalid.
I knocked your ball for six!
Now look here, you little...
Mr. Perks, I found them! The new balls!
What?
All six!
What?
William, you star! Let's see.
Are we back on, then?
We certainly are!
Yes!
It looks like he's about to tip it down.
I hope it holds out for the final.
You did well against Sid, Haley.
Roy caught him out.
He's still sulking. Look at his face.
He's supposed to get as far as the quarterfinal.
So, it's William and Roy now. The big shootout.
Well, my money's on Roy. He was really hard to bowl in the semis.
Yeah, but William's looking very fluid.
I'm so nervous, I can't watch.
Roy's about to bowl.
Oh, good luck, sweetheart.
And here comes the champ. Yeah. We'd love to buy you a
pint, William, but you're underage.
Well, I bet he's pleased he found those balls. Where were they, anyway?
No, I was stuffed inside a plastic bag behind the pavilion.
Why would anyone...
Listen up, folks. I want to say well done to William.
Thanks, yeah.
Roy. Right. But I came close.
10 seconds,
mate. Yeah, right. But fair dues, and to quote Dicky Bird, England were beaten in the sense that...
They lost.
Exactly. And Alistair and Sid, I've got something to ask you. Can I play for Ambridge again, please?
Yay! I knew today tempting back.
Tommy?
Yeah, I was trying for that second win like John.
I know.
Hey, Ed went off on a strop. Did you notice?
No, when?
At tea, when William came in with the new balls.
Another drink, anyone?
Yeah, sure, I'll get them. Same again.
Oh, thanks, Tommy. Yeah. Sit down, Hanson.
Oh, I think I've just made Alistair's day.
Oh, well, they need your special talents in the team.
Oh, and what talents might they be?
Oh, there's something about a man in cricket whites.
Mm. Look, I've been thinking...
Yeah?
...about work. I'm going to see if I can up the hours at Grey Gables, just until I can find something permanent.
Oh, I think it's a really good idea.
You don't think it's a sign of defeat?
No, I think it's very practical. Something will turn up. It's early days.
Yeah, I hope so.
Oh, hi, Ed.
All right, Roy.
Do you want William?
You! Out!
Oh, don't worry, I'll see to
him. No, leave him. Sheila will be presenting the trophy in a minute.
Where did you get to, Ed?
You knew it was me that hid those new balls, didn't you?
Yeah, well, it wasn't hard to work it out once I found them. It was pathetic. Why'd you do it?
To get back at that sad git in there.
Mum would be ashamed of you.
Yeah, but you won't tell her.
You're such a plonker. You could be in the team.
Oh, yeah, like, I'm that sad. I'm going on the cat. At least I can still get a drink down there.
How will you get back to Borchester?
What's I got to do with you? I'll hitch.
And when they were up, they were up. And when they were down, they were down. And when they were only halfway up, they were neither up nor down. That's better. You see those funny little tin soldiers, Freddy? I used to play with them in here. I'd march them up and down for hours after tea. Sleepy boy. Me too. It is 4 o'clock in the morning, you know. We've got a very big day ahead of us. You and Lily must be especially good for Grandpa. Thunder? Please, no.
Of course you can't dance on wet grass, but if it clears up, could you manage on gravel? Or in the car park? Okay. Yes, that's the number.
That doesn't sound too good.
The Morris side. They'll ring back if the rain stops.
Here, coffee.
Thanks. I've cancelled the sheepdog demo.
Oh, Lizzie.
It's so unfair. Whatever happened to global warming?
It hasn't reached Borsetshire. What about the Falconer?
Yeah, he's still coming. He said it's too late to cancel.
And the chainsaw sculptor?
The same. I don't know what they'll do with themselves all day.
They'll be on hand for when it stops raining.
If it stops.
Look at that carousel out there. It looks so sad and forlorn.
Has Owen made a start in the cafe?
Yes, he turned up with Tracy, full of the joys.
Can't believe we're employing a horror bin.
Liam's got the shop really shipshape.
At least Reg will be okay with the rare breeds. They don't care about the weather.
No. Oh, we've had a card from Camilla.
Mm-hmm. What's it say? Life sucks.
Have a fantastic day. Daddy would be so proud.
Well, not according to your mother, he wouldn't. He'd be turning in his grave.
Oh, darling.
I didn't want to give her the satisfaction of being right.
I thought she was very restrained over the weekend. She didn't mention the weather once.
Well, she didn't have to. She had I told you so written all over her face.
Look, let's get this in perspective, Lizzie. It's only one day.
It's the most important day. It's our launch.
But it might be sunny for the rest of the week.
Thanks for seeing to Freddy in the night.
His gums are on fire.
Are they still asleep?
Yes. Shouldn't your parents be here with the cakes by now?
Oh, God. What are we going to do with 200 scones, 100 flapjacks and 50 gatto?
People will eat them.
What people? Nigel, we might be looking at the zero option here. No public.
Don't, Lizzie.
Well, we've got to face it.
Let's be positive. We could bring the oddity trail indoors.
Don't be so ridiculous. We've already printed the maps. Oh, Julia.
Mummy?
I didn't want to get in your way this morning. I thought you'd have things to discuss.
Things?
Well, I mean, your You're surely not going ahead in this.
Of course we are.
We've had to cancel a couple of events, that's all. Everything else is going ahead, on target, as planned.
Absolutely.
Ah, it's your decision, of course, but I said all along that turning our home into a theme park was doomed. And you are so dependent on the weather.
That's precisely why we've got both indoor and outdoor attractions.
Attractions?
Julia.
And the public's so fickle.
Mummy, just don't. Look, today is hugely important for Lower Loxley. If you can't be constructive and contribute to its success, then please be quiet.
Hello?
Mum!
We've got the cakes downstairs in the Land Rover.
Morning, Jill.
It'll be two journeys, I'm afraid.
Jill, please do excuse me. I'd better cut along to the gallery. I expect we'll do very well today.
As usual. Shame about the weather.
Oh, Mum.
Don't mention the war, Jill.
Oh, all right.
How's Phil parked by the orangery?
Yes, the side door.
Jill, I'll go down.
Thanks, dear.
Are David and Ruth coming?
No. Ruth's feeling a bit under the weather.
Aren't we all?
So Bert said he'd bring Pip.
What's this one?
It's a Cotswold.
It's got a freak.
Yeah, they're funny, ain't they? Now, careful, Pip. Don't put your hand near his mouth.
They look very docile.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Snell. Here they are.
I like your umbrella.
Oh, thank you, Pip. It's my birthday present to myself. I've just bought it at the gift shop.
Very sturdy it looks today, is it?
Oh, yes, all day.
It's the 29th of May, Oak Apple Day. If you don't give us holiday, we'll all run away.
Well, it makes a change from happy birthday.
Hello.
Oh, Janet, I didn't expect to see you here.
Oh, we do get time off for good behaviour, you know.
Afternoon, Vicar.
Thought I'd better brave the outdoors.
Oh, it's not as bad as it was. These clouds will be moving soon, you watch.
Doesn't seem to be putting people off, does it?
No. These hens are sprightly.
Derbyshire redcaps. Hardy breed.
Magnificent comb.
Up to 5 inches, some of them. Pip said, why have they got big pin cushions on their heads?
Oh, dear. Have you been in the shop yet, Janet?
Oh, yes, best bit. I bought a lovely tapestry kit.
I went to school for last week.
Didn't you? Lucky girl.
She lost a tooth in the night, didn't you, Pip? The ice cream went down a treat.
I thought the food was superb.
P.S. Jean-Paul had better look out. Owen's strawberry tarts were definitely a cut above.
Oh, that Owen tweeted on with my Frieda once, half her age.
Oh, who's this character?
Ah, Tamworth.
Oh, is it a boar? I'm a boar. Oh, Linda? 1947, year of the boar in the Chinese horoscope.
Ah.
Robert's a sheep, easily led. Well, I think I'll press on, have a walk around the grounds before tea.
I may see you later in the cafe.
Definitely. I've got my eye on the chocolate gâteau.
Me and Frieda enjoyed the service yesterday.
Good.
So did a lot of folk.
Yes, and I was pleased to see Clary and William there.
Ah, brave of her to turn out.
Yes.
But you saw her outside the Bull this morning.
She wasn't working again.
Oh, yes. Oh,
and she was making cakes all weekend.
She'd had a bad night, I know. Young Edward didn't get home till after midnight, hitchhiked back from Ambridge.
Oh, poor Clary. And I know Joe's miserable in that flat.
Well, I shouldn't like it cooped up all day.
Heard about William's triumph at the single wicket.
Ah, he should be playing at Trent Bridge this Thursday.
Enjoying the animals?
I'm enjoying everything, Nigel. It's wonderful.
Oh, good.
You must have been so worried with the rain.
It doesn't seem to have put people off, does it? Oh, sorry, will you excuse me? Hello?
Nigel?
Hi, where are you?
In the toy museum. It's heaving.
Oh, fantastic.
I can't move for dripping umbrellas. Oh, and Tim and Siobhan are here. How are things your end?
Well, the car park's filling up. And you know, Lewis was right. His layout led people straight out of the house into the cafe. It was packed at lunchtime.
How could we have forgotten the British love sheltering in cafes and shops?
Yes.
Listen, I think we're going to need some security in here at peak times. Most of these toys are collectible antiques.
I know. Yes, Growler Bear must be, ooh, over 90 now.
Look, will you come here and keep an eye on things? I want to check on Dad and the twins.
OK. Sorry, hang on a minute.
Is there a problem?
I'll phone you back. Mummy? Mummy?
Hello, darling.
What on earth? Where did you get this car from?
It's Adrian, Lord Netherbourne. He's given me a Bugatti for the afternoon. It's not his Royale, of course.
What's that on your head?
He's lent me his chauffeur's cap. Sits rather well with my profile, don't you think?
What are you doing?
You've told me to be constructive, so I am. Titcomb and I are offering rides to the public round the grounds.
You're not charging?
Oh, no. please don't be vulgar, Nigel. Look, I must go. We've got a huge queue to satisfy.
But what about the gallery?
Oh, it's all right. I've left Lewis in charge.
Mummy!
Drive on, Titcomb. Happy birthday, Linda.
Oh, thank you, Jill.
Mm. Your chocolate cake looks mouth-watering.
Mm-hmm. Eat your heart out, Delia.
I think that's one of Betty's.
I thought it was marvellous the way the WI pulled together to make the cakes.
Yes, it is. It was devastated when the supplier let her down. Mm. It's getting quite full in here.
You must be so proud of Elizabeth.
She's a remarkably determined person, always has been.
No, I'm the same. Robert's small, flexible.
Left him at home today.
I'm a computer widow. Still, I left him yesterday. I was at the Homes in Harmony exhibition in Feltshire.
Mm.
You see, I've just had a big clear-out.
We're going to have so much to sort out when we leave Brookfield.
And I've discovered that it's not only what you get rid of that counts, it's how you arrange the space you're left with.
Oh, I agree. A place for everything and everything in its place.
No, it's more than that.
Really?
Oh, yes. Haven't you ever noticed how some places emit a sense of harmony and peace, and others are, frankly, chaotic?
David's bedroom was always a mess.
I mean, take this space. It works because it's light and airy. Its whole ambiance is conducive to calm and good digestion.
That's why they chose it for the cafe.
It's a science, you know, balancing all the elements together in a room. The ancient Chinese recognise that.
Oh, there's Julia. Still wearing that silly chauffeur's cap.
Jill, hello. Oh, and,
Linda, Julia.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course.
Is it brightening up out there?
Yes, considerably.
Oh, good. We might see some falconry.
Now, that's a sport that goes back to ancient China, you know.
I have just had my photo taken for Borsetshire Life. I was by the Bugatti with those nice Morris men.
Yeah.
They have extraordinary stamina, you know. Yes, those two bearded ones are particularly energetic.
Really?
I hate to interrupt, but I don't think Tracy's coping very well on her own.
Oh, no, that cue goes back to the door.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking, Linda?
Yes, I'll clear this section. This clutter's very bad for people's digestion.
Come on then, Julia.
I beg your pardon?
I've got a cloth. Can you fetch some trays? Then we can do some washing up.
This is more like it.
Oh, he said the sun had come out.
I saw Pip on the carousel from the treetop walk. Have you been up there?
Oh, no, I'm not so good with heights.
The views are fantastic.
Pip's enjoying herself. Oh, I love these old steam-powered roundabouts.
So do I.
Well, you can't get Pip off it.
Thanks for looking after her today, Bert.
Oh, think nothing of it, Mrs. Archer. We've had a very good time. Mrs. Pargeter let her sit up front in her vintage car.
Did she? I know Ruth and David are very grateful.
I thought they'd be here today.
Ruth didn't feel up to it.
Yes, she didn't seem her usual bright self at the service yesterday.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Oh, Mum, thanks so much for helping in the cafe.
Julia pitched in too.
Yeah, she's giving me an idea for a future event.
Oh?
We could have another vintage car rally. The last one went so well.
It did, didn't it?
Come here, you two. I'm so proud of you.
Yes, well, we're proud of us too.
Well, I'll tell you something for nothing. Lower Loxley's a grand day out.
Hear, hear.
Come rain or shine.
It's a perfect slogan.
And now, there's something I've been wanting to do all day. Hold your horses!
Nigel!
Oh, he's getting on the carousel!
He just can't help himself, can he?
No. Idiot.
When did it go?
Oh, I don't know exactly. Bert said he came in and found it had stopped.
The bulk tank's still very cold.
Well, I can see it's not the fan belt.
Well, let's hope it's not a leaking pipe. We don't want to have to call out the dairy engineer.
No. I'll check the fuses.
Pip's been going on about what a great time she had with Bert yesterday at Lower Loxley.
Yeah? Well, if Elizabeth felt snubbed by our not going, it's too bad.
Well, I was in no state to go.
I know, love. Hey, shouldn't you be getting ready to see Tim?
I suppose so.
I could still come with you.
No, I'll go on my own.
Yeah? Well, if you're sure. Dad could finish this.
It makes it too significant if you come somehow. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does.
I'm pretty sure the lump hasn't gone down. But I want this to feel like a normal day.
Well, how about I come and meet you afterwards? We could walk home along the river.
Romantic.
Well, at least we'll be alone.
In case it's bad news, you mean?
No. well...
That'll arouse suspicion. Two farmers strolling along the riverbank in the middle of the day.
It'll be our lunch break.
Okay.
Is there a problem?
Oh, hi, Dad. It's the freeze unit motor.
It could be just a fuse.
Oh. David, before you move those calves into that field by Hayden Brook, do check the fences.
Yeah, okay.
They're always in a state after a bank holiday.
I think I'll get on now, David.
Oh, okay, love.
I'll see you about one.
Yeah. Hey, give us a kiss.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Ruth.
Bye.
Of course, people will pull the wire out of shape so they can follow the stream.
Mm.
Oh, by the way, Tony's interested in some of our old pig arcs.
Oh, right. How many? Can you pass me a new fuse, Dad?
He didn't say. He'll discuss it with Tommy. Yeah.
Thanks.
I think he was giving it a decent interval before asking.
Oh. Right, can you try the switch?
Right. Thought I might go up to Holitree after lunch, do a bit more clearing up.
Oh, that's it.
Oh, that's a relief. Is Ruth going off the farm?
Yes, she's popping to the shops or something.
It hasn't gone down, has it?
No. No, it feels about the same size as it was last week.
That's what I thought.
And you're well clear of your period now?
Finished 5 days ago.
Hmm. You were going to ring your mother?
Yeah. She said there's no history of breast cancer in the family.
Good.
So what happens now?
Well, I'm going to refer you to the breast unit of Felpersham. They have a policy there that they'll see you within 2 weeks for a triple assessment.
2 weeks? But surely it's urgent, isn't it?
No, of course it's urgent. Finding a lump is a very stressful and upsetting thing. But remember, breast cancer is rare in young women. You've no family history, and the vast majority of lumps are benign.
So you seem to be saying it's not cancer?
I'm afraid we won't know what it is until you've been to the breast unit.
So what will they do there?
Well, the doctor will examine you pretty much as I've done. You'll be given an X-ray, a mammogram.
Oh, I've seen them on TV programmes, but it's never very clear what happens.
Right, well, the breast is slightly compressed by a plastic plate. It just makes the thickness of the breast tissue as uniform as possible so they can get a good photo.
Does it hurt?
I'm told it's more discomfort than pain, and only lasts a couple of minutes.
What else?
They'll probably do an ultrasound scan and possibly take what we call a fine needle biopsy.
I wondered when we get to the needles. When would I hear back?
You'll have to go along for the results, usually a day or two later.
More waiting. Do you think it's cancer?
I really can't answer you, Ruth. That's why I'm referring you.
So when will my appointment be?
I'll fax them this afternoon and they'll send you a date. As I said, it'll definitely be inside 2 weeks.
I was really hoping you'd be able to tell me something definite today.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry. You did absolutely the right thing in coming to see me straight away with this.
I couldn't just leave it.
Oh, you'd be surprised. Some women do. You should have a date for your appointment by the end of the week. Now, is there anything else you want to ask me?
I'll probably think of something as soon as I've gone.
Well, you know where I am.
Right.
I know it's worrying, but you must try and keep things in perspective.
Oh, easier said than done.
I know. And meanwhile...
Try not to worry.
That's right. Is that it for this morning, Susan?
Yes, Dr. Hathaway.
Right. Bye, Ruth.
Bye.
Steady on there, Ruth.
Sorry,
Neil. What's up with her?
How should I know?
Look, I can't stay long. They're short-handed at Bridge Farm today. Pat's in Brum.
Oh, very nice.
On business. She's visiting Tommy's butcher. See if he can supply their new shop with organic meat pies.
I can't tell the difference.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, I've been flying round delivering our pick-your-own leaflets and wondered, could I leave some here?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure Dr. Hathaway won't mind.
But I'm going to put in a good day's work. We're taking Christopher fishing tomorrow afternoon.
That'll be half a day's pay gone.
Oh, David. 2 more weeks.
I know.
don't know how I'm going to cope.
Well, as a quarter to
a brave face, love.
I still don't want anyone else to know yet.
All right, fine. If that's what you want.
I don't want any of this. I just want it all to go away.
Yeah. Shall we walk for a bit?
Feels unreal. You know?
Yeah. It's ages since we had a walk along here.
I've never had to think about my health. I've always been fit.
Love, we don't know if there's anything wrong yet. It might still be nothing.
It doesn't stop me imagining the worst.
Well, one thing I do know, this is putting a lot of strain on you.
And you.
Can I make a suggestion?
What?
Take some time out.
To do what? Sit at home and worry?
No. Look, the kids would love your company this week.
What about work?
Well, we've finished silaging now. It's quiet.
I don't know.
Look, we could get Neil in, maybe, for the morning milking.
I don't think we're flavour of the month there.
Yeah. Neil doesn't bear grudges.
No, but Susan does.
Well, get Dad to ask him.
What'll we tell Phil?
Well, just say it's half term and you want to spend some time with the kids. Love, I'm not suggesting this because I think you can't cope, but because I think it will help you cope better.
Neil, I wish you'd tidy away all that fishing tackle in the living room. What's this mess?
Have we got any sweet corn?
No.
Luncheon meat?
Why?
I need some fishing bait. I want to get everything ready for tomorrow.
It's for tea and you're not having it. What's this cheese doing out? Neil?
It's cheaper than maggots and broilies.
Show's the last time you bought cheese. Here, you can have the end of the old loaf. Now, put this lot away, because I want to start the tea.
How's Emma getting on up there?
Well, your old computer does her no favours.
Oh, she seems to be coping quite well.
Wish we could afford to buy her a decent one, like the one in the surgery.
Oh, I meant with her exams.
She's struggling a bit with her revision. Who's that?
Oh, I'll go.
Tea time.
Hang on. Oh, Mr. Archer.
Oh, hello, Neil. Is this a bad time?
Well, nearly. Susan's doing tea.
Oh, well, I'll come back.
No. Come in. She's only just started. Oh.
Thanks.
Right. Should be 10 minutes, I expect. Go on through, Mr. Archer.
Oh, right. Thank you.
Oh, excuse the mess.
Oh, you're going fishing?
Yeah, me and Christopher. He's on half term. Sit down.
Yeah.
Let me move this.
Oh, you need so much equipment these days. Yeah. My father whittled me a rod from a hazel branch. It handled like a magic wand.
Ah, well, this old one's from a kit. All you buy extras, the handle and rings.
Oh, very good.
I heard the pigs have gone.
Yes.
I am sorry.
We had no choice, Neil.
Yeah. So, Hollow Tree's empty?
Yes. I've just been up there. Cleaning up, you know.
Yeah. Do you still have a middle white?
Oh, yes.
Oh, hello, Mr. Archer.
Hello, Susan. I'm sorry to call at a busy time.
Neil, this mess.
You didn't say what you'd come for.
Well, we were rather hoping you'd be free to give us a hand at Brookfield this week.
Neil's very busy, aren't you, Neil?
Well, tomorrow, yes. But
Pip and Josh want to spend some time with their mum, you see. I mean, even a few hours would help.
Oh, well, you sort it out then, Neil. Excuse me, I'm cooking.
Yes, of course. Well, what do you think, Neil?
Yes, all right. But it can't be till Thursday.
Oh, right.
I'm at Bridge Farm in the morning, and I promised Christopher his afternoon's fishing. I'm not letting him down.
Here we are, Missus. Two beers.
Thanks.
Ooh, something smells nice.
I lit the citronella candle. Keep the midges at bay.
All right. Mmm. Oh, that hits the spot.
Kids go down.
Josh is down, but not out. I said Pip could read a bit more.
Good. It's so light, she'll not get off to sleep yet.
No. Oh, Dad rang. Neil can help with the milking from Thursday.
I'll do it tomorrow, then.
Nope, we're going to manage without you.
But you're spraying all morning.
Well, I'm sure Bert will do the milking. Or Dad. I'll call him back and ask. Might stop him mooning round Holitry like a lost soul.
I don't think he'll ever get over the pigs going.
No. So, you better plan your first outing with the kids.
I already have. Felpisham Splash.
Oh, great. You look tired, love.
I am. I looked it up on the web tonight.
What?
Breast cancer.
Oh.
There was so much stuff.
Yeah, well, you can't always tell fact from fiction on the net.
No. I might have a look in some bookshops tomorrow in Felpisham.
Now, just remember, love, the point of this week is for you to unwind.
I know, and I'm looking forward to it. But if it is cancer, I want to know what's happening to my body.
Eddie!
Neil, mate.
I thought it was you.
What are you doing in Borchester this early?
Oh, Tony sent me out for an oil filter. I'm a British farmer all morning.
Yeah, I envy you. Never thought I'd hear myself saying it, but I'd give me a right arm to be working back in Ambridge.
Yeah. I hear you've got two jobs.
Yeah, I'm knackered, mate. I'm used to being up early, that don't bother me. And I'm delivering curries at all hours at night.
I couldn't hack that.
I used to like curry, but I've gone right off it.
Yeah, I bet.
God, the worst thing is having two buses. Both of them jumped up little Hitlers.
They give you a hard time.
Yeah, well, that fool one treats me like an idiot. Follows me round, checking up on me all the time.
You on a building site today?
Meant to. But I'm going for a bacon butty first.
Oh, that'll go down well.
Yeah, well, I couldn't care less. Have you been any road?
Oh, quite busy. They've plenty on at Bridge Farm with these new shop plans.
Yeah, Clary's it.
Did some repair work up at home farm last week. Well, I have to take work where I can find it. The mortgage won't pay itself. And it'll be full steam ahead with the strawberries soon.
But you did the right thing buying your house when you did. Yeah, ain't nobody gonna chuck you it.
I'm sorry you were on your own yesterday, Clary.
Oh, I don't mind. I enjoyed the peace and quiet.
Did Helen come in and help at all?
No.
Well, she is pretty busy planning her presentation.
What is it again?
Alternatives to sulfites as meat preservatives.
Right, spark.
Next week, innit?
Yeah, Thursday.
Oh, same as where William's driving test.
Oh, is he confident?
Yeah, been driving around the farm since he was 12. This is only the theory, mind.
Yeah, it's all touch screen and multiple choice these days, isn't it?
Makes me think a monkey could do it.
Oh, you must be so proud of him winning the single wicket.
Oh, yeah, he's pleased as punch. Got his name going on the trophy.
Along with John's and Tommy's. Here, try this.
Oh, is it set?
No, not quite, but we can still taste it.
Is this the new bilberry flavour?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's a bit sharp for me.
Let's see.
I have got a sweet tooth, though.
Yeah, it'd be hard to make the flavour distinctive if we add any more sugar.
How'd you go yesterday with Tommy's butcher?
Oh, no luck. He's too busy to supply us.
With the meat pies?
Mm.
I'm a dab hand with meat pies.
You're a fantastic cook, Clary. But we need special equipment and there are so many regulations. But thanks for the offer, though.
I've got too much on anyway. To in and fro into Borchester like a yo-yo.
Must be spending a lot on petrol.
No choice with the buses the way they are. Oh, it means poor Joe's stuck in Borchester the whole day long.
Is he any brighter?
He's like an old rose bush, Pat. He shouldn't never have been transplanted.
You put a stop to Ed's hitchhiking.
Oh, I come down on a night ton of bricks after Sunday night. Half 12 he ran.
Well, maybe he'll settle down next week when he's back at school.
It'll keep him out of Sid's Road anyway.
I brought the milk pack.
Oh, right. Leave it there, would you?
Oh, Neil, how's Susan?
Oh, yeah, very well, thanks.
How's Emma's exams going?
She's keeping her head above water.
Will you tell her good luck for me?
Right, I will.
We've finished the Greg Abel's order.
Oh, shall I load it up?
No, Tony's got you running round today.
Oh, I don't mind. You haven't forgotten I'm off fishing this afternoon, though.
Oh, no. I'm sure Christopher will enjoy having his dad to himself.
Yeah. I saw Eddie in Borchester this morning.
Oh, on the building site?
No, West Street.
That's nowhere near it.
These trays to go?
Yeah, and all of those, please.
Oh, right. I'll take this lot first.
Oh, I hope you ain't had another row.
What, with the foreman?
No one can tell him nothing now, Mum. He's like a ruddy pressure cooker.
Still digging his heels in over the ferrets.
They just don't register, whatever I say. Never mind that we're breaching our tenancy agreement. He's got his principles and that's that.
Yeah, it must be so hard for a farmer being told what to do all the time.
Yeah, but Eddie ain't a farmer no more, is he?
Good timing. We've just got back.
Oh. Hey. Good to stretch my legs. Hello, love.
Yeah, hi.
Have you had lunch?
Oh, we had a burger in Felpisham after our swim.
Oh, did you now?
I could get used to this. Good morning.
Yeah. The wind kept down.
That's a relief.
I reckon that crop consultant's done us a favour, you know, recommending these new low-drift nozzles. They get the spray right into the ears.
Good.
And it's really noticeable how the barley's changing colour.
Well, it's only a few weeks now.
Don't.
Have you eaten?
No, I'm ready for something.
Tell you what, let's go to the bungalow and I'll make you a cheese and ham toasty.
Mmm. You know, I love it when you play wifey.
Don't push your luck, mate.
You know, you look different already.
Oh, I've only had one morning off.
Did you get some books in Felpisham?
Yeah, two actually. One on coping with cancer and one specifically about breast cancer.
The kids didn't see them.
No. They were thoroughly absorbed in the children's area.
Right. So how have you been this morning?
Still feels totally unreal. Being with the kids helped take me mind off it, though.
Good.
David! Ruth!
Neil?
You got some young stock out.
Where?
On the line, leading down to the river, where it crosses Hayden Brook.
Oh, no.
Righto.
Dad told me to check the fences in that field.
I was fishing with Christopher by those alders.
Right, thanks, Neil.
I'll take the kids into Jill and follow you down.
Edward? Edward! What's for dinner?
What?
Turn that round down, will you?
What?
What's for dinner?
Well, I don't know.
You got Phil and Grant in there?
No.
Them ferrets. Must be behind this sofa again. Never had all this trouble with Turk. Well, help me move it then.
Why should I?
Come on.
It's okay.
Yo! Oh, God. I can't move in here for that daft tent of yours.
We're need more space.
Your mum and dad's going to have something to say about it.
Don't care.
Oh, well, it stinks in here. The ferrets is loose. But what's his mess? His tent. He's made it out of blankets and all sorts. Oh, Edward!
I'm off out for chips.
Oh, Edward! Well, what are we having for our dinner? Maybe we could go eat for chips.
Oh, you go if you like, then. I'm going to get my head down. I'd sleep for England.
What are you doing home at this time, any road?
I'll jack the job in.
Go on!
In you go.
Don't let her get away.
No, she's coming.
Oh, take your time, lady. Why don't you?
Go on! Get on with it!
That's the last.
Oh, time was when Neil would have stayed to help us.
He's not a serf.
I didn't mean it like that.
Christopher was waiting for him, poor lad.
Oh, it's just he spent so many years at Brookfield.
Doesn't owe us anything. He's a free agent.
I know.
What do you expect, anyway? We promised him a shiny new job and then we snatch it away again. He's hardly going to tug his forelock.
I wish we'd never raised his hopes in the first place.
No, but we did. We took him for granted. Good old Neil, always saying yes to anything we offered him.
Yeah, I suppose we did abuse his loyalty.
Of course we did.
He still agreed to do the morning milking from tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, I just can't believe I put the heifers in there without checking that fencing.
Well, I don't want you getting all stressed and overworked.
I'm not. I'm just not concentrating very well.
I know. We're the official waiting worried, aren't we?
Yeah. Come on, let's go home. You promised me a toasty an hour ago.
And I'll phone Mike tonight, see if he's free to sort this fencing out, OK?
So it's down to me, as usual, to hold this family together.
There'd have been blood spilt if I'd have stayed on that building site another minute.
You ain't got no sticking power, that's your trouble.
Come on, drop me in prison for GBH.
Don't tempt me.
Oh, I'll find summert. It's not as if we're broke. We've got no more debt.
We was happier when we did have. At least we was pulling together. Edward! We're is. Your tea will be ready in a minute.
He's down in the car park with that jezzer.
Oh, avoiding me. Call him up, please, John.
Look, I'll ring round Ambridge tonight.
Edward!
Is there anything going at Bridge Four?
Come on!
Let me. Oh, did you have words with Edward about the mess in the living room?
Oh, I was asleep all afternoon.
I have to go back in with Joe.
I can't stand Dad snoring.
And I can't stand having my living room turned into a refugee camp and stinking a ferret.
Oh, don't start.
Poor Joe's too worried to open the front door anymore in case it's the council.
Oh, I reckon they've forgotten about us. I was here all afternoon and no one come.
They said you was asleep.
Oh, leave off.
Well, I hope you can live with yourself when they put us out in the street because of three ferrets.
Look, it's not about the ferrets. It's about a man's freedom.
Oh, please.
Larry?
Oh, shush, Eddie. No arguing in front of Joe.
Edward's skateboarding. I called him.
Thank you very much, Joe. Tea'll be ready soon.
Oh, good.
How's your day been?
Watch telly.
Oh. Did you get chips at dinner time?
No, I went to that pub.
Oh, which one's that then, Joe?
The Lord Kitchener.
That one on the estate?
Ah, yeah, that's the one. Music blaring. Beer was horrible.
Not like Shire's, eh?
No. It may be close, but it ain't a local.
No.
Plastic tables. No dartboard. Miserable barmaid. Terrible people, they didn't want to know me.
That is a shame. I'll tell you what, I ain't working tonight, Joe. We could do some if you like.
What?
I don't know. Game cards?
Maybe.
Or we could go for a walk.
What, round here?
Oh, I suppose you're right. Well, tea's nearly ready now. Oh, have you been handling the ferrets?
Ah, we cleaned them out.
You go and wash your hands then.
Ah, right you are.
Dear poor Joe. Sounds like they didn't make him welcome at that pub. Oh, there you are, Edward.
Hi, son.
What's for tea?
Cheese pie.
Yes!
With veg.
Scuzzy. Can I have beans?
No, I haven't been shopping.
You can't even buy a tin of beans. How lame is that?
Oi, Edward.
Oh, don't go on, love. Just go and wash your hands.
Tell you what, Clary. I've got the night off tomorrow from my curry deliveries. We could take Dad out to the ball.
Thursday's a quiet night. Might be no one in for him to talk to.
Well, better than sitting round here all night. We might have gone to the Cat and Fiddle. It's still there. Then off steam with Baggy and Snatch. Pick the tea up at closing time.
Well, that'd give him something to look forward to.
Right, that's settled then.
Not that I look forward to going to the ball no more.
You love that job.
Used to.
Well, travelling getting you there.
That's what I find out gets me down.
Aye.
Oh, Edward, when you've washed your hands, lay the table, please.
Just a minute.
Clarence?
No, forget we said nothing.
Why?
Because it's none of our business.
What isn't?
Oh, except it is, because I have to work with Cathy.
Cathy?
Treating at his age.
Who?
You talking about Fallon's mum?
Jolene.
It's all around our class.
Quiet, Edward.
What's going on that everyone knows about but me?
They're carrying on behind Cathy's back.
Who?
Sid and Jolene. They're having an affair.
Come on. Hello?
Hi. I'm running late.
Where are you?
Well, I'm in the pub car park doing the bins.
I thought you'd be on your way.
Oh, so did I. But I said I'd put Jamie to bed.
Wait.
Anyway, look, I'll phone you when I'm on my way.
Right.
It could be another hour.
Had your mobile repaired?
No, I'm on Cathy's. I better go.
Bye,
Dad.
Have a good night. Well, I'll be waiting. I've bought lashings of cream.
Yes, okay, Jolene. See you later.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, evening, Eddie.
Evening. Funny place to make a phone call.
Yeah, well, it just rang while I was out here, you know how it is.
Yeah, I reckon I do.
You coming in?
No, just dropped Clary and Dad for the evening.
Oh, right. Well, I think you'll find one or two pals in.
I'm off to the Cat and Fiddle.
Huh. Well, enjoy it while you can. I suppose you know Sean Myerson lets your Ed drink down there.
That's none of your business.
There's no skin off my nose if it stops him hanging around here.
Hey, don't pick on my son. He's been through a lot.
No one's paid for that picnic table that got broke.
I can't stop. Baggy and Snatch are expecting me.
Like father, like son, eh? Your Ed's got trouble written through him like a stick of rock.
Blimey, he's early.
Come in, sweetheart.
Oh, maybe.
Betting someone else.
You best come through. Certainly weren't expecting you.
This looks cosy.
Have a seat. I'll turn this off.
I'll stand. I'd hate to mess up your cushions.
What's going on?
Is it true?
Is what true?
Just need to hear it from you.
Well, you better tell me what it is you want to hear.
I thought you had better taste. You must be desperate.
Eddie, you don't know what you're talking about.
Him, of all people.
What's it matter to you who it is?
I don't believe it. Sid Burke.
He's got a lot to offer a woman. What will you know about it?
I know he picks on my son all the time. And he looks down on me.
So this is all about you, eh?
Well, just look at him, Jolene. He's boring, petty-minded.
You stop right there. That's my lover you're talking about.
Lover?
I'll tell you about Sid. He's a man who's not let himself go like some I could mention. He makes me feel safe and protected. He's kind, he's loving.
He's married. Ah. Playing with fire this time.
You mean I want before?
Hey?
I seem to remember you and me got pretty hot a few years back.
That was different.
Oh, funny how it's always different when it's close to home.
People are talking. People know.
What people? Come on, name names.
Clara.
Ah, well. Spill the beans, did she?
She's never kept things from me, Jolene.
She gonna tell Kathy?
That's up to her. No, I don't.
Do you? She's been wanting to get back at me for years.
Well, that's not fair.
Isn't it, St. Clary? What's that they say about revenge being best served up cold?
She's not like that, and you know it.
These things sit inside a woman's heart, Eddie. They never go away. Even Clary's.
You and I never gave her a cause.
No, but you wish we had, didn't you?
Oh, stop it.
It's true, isn't it? Sit still in your dream and you can't stand it. Oh, poor Eddie. Oh, come on, sit down.
No, I'm not stopping. I'm going to wait for the cat and fiddle to make Baggy and Snatch.
Go on, 5 minutes.
What about Lover Boy? Isn't he on his way?
He's going to be late. Come on.
Oh, OK.
Have a glass of this. Oh, a cat, eh?
Yeah.
We used to have some laughs down there.
So. Yeah. Did some good gigs.
Yeah. You still playing these days?
What do you think?
Well, a man needs his music, Eddie.
A man needs his form.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. You've been through an hell of a lot, haven't you?
The worst thing is, I can't see an end to it. It's all just stretching ahead of me. No hope of changing.
Oh, must be tough in that flat.
Clary and me are arguing all the time. Dad's shuffling round, doesn't even know what day it is. And as for Edward,
yeah.
I'm losing him, Jolene. He's growing up a town boy.
It wasn't your fault, all this.
No. Feels like it.
Hold on.
Look, I'll go.
No, stay, finish your drink. Hello? Oh, okay, darling. Yeah. Yeah, me too.
On his way.
Yep.
I'd best push off.
Eddie, were you in love with me?
I don't know.
But you loved Clary, didn't you? You still do love her?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Well, that's what you need to understand about this.
What's there to understand? Married bloke has affair with beautiful woman, end of story.
Difference is, love's a two-way street this time.
What's that supposed to mean?
I'm in love with Sid, and he is with me.
I think I'll go.
Yeah, perhaps you better.
I've warned you the best I can.
I'll see you out.
I'll get off down the cat and fiddle.
You know, with the cat closing in a month or so, it'll be like our past closing with it.
That's not his favourite story. His favourite one's about three tigers who all want to go to Paris.
Well, come and sit down.
He's very good with books. Gets that from Cathy.
You're putting me on edge, pacing about the room like that.
Am I? I'm sorry.
Come on. Yeah, that's better. Now, put that arm round here.
The trouble is, he wanted the second one and then the third. I couldn't just leave him.
No. Now, come on. Lean back.
Then he was thirsty. It's ever so hot at night, and before I knew it, it was 7:45, and that's when I rang you.
Oh, I wasn't going anywhere.
No, but Kathy knows the gym shuts at 9.
So... Oh, come on. We get little enough time together without you spoiling it.
Spoiling it?
What's going on about her?
Jolene, sometimes I think you haven't got a clue what it's like for me.
Here we go.
No, 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 listen. I mean, take my birthday.
That was a good one, you thinking up that licensed Vettler's do.
A good one? No. None of them are good ones. They all stink.
What?
There's going to come a point, very soon, with all this deceiving, that I shan't want to know myself anymore. I sure as hell don't like myself.
Sid.
Do you know what it's like? I wake up in the morning, and before anything else, I'm thinking about what lies I'm going to tell.
I know it takes some planning, but we manage.
Manage? We manage with lie after lie. Well, Kathy deserves better, and Jamie certainly.
Oh, Kathy this, Jamie that. For God's sake, Sid, they're all you've talked about since you got here.
Well, what the hell do you expect? They're my life. Oh, no, I'm sorry, Jolene.
If you mean that, Sid, you'd better walk.
No, 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 it came out all wrong. I mean, they're who I've got in my life. They're...
Yeah, what stands between you and me? Sid, I love you.
Mm. Loving you's the easy part.
Are you saying it's not enough?
I'm saying I hate myself sometimes.
Because of me?
No, you're twisting things.
Oh, it's always a woman's fault, isn't it, when a man goes astray?
No, it's about me, Jolene. What I've done to me. I hate the fact I can lie to Kathy at drop of a hat. And I hate the fact that when I'm with my son, I want to be somewhere else. How do you think that makes me feel?
Do you think I like to think of you leaving your son to come here and make love to me, eh? I just have to split it off.
Yeah, now that's exactly it. I don't know if I can carry on splitting my life in two. You're the only person I can say all this to. I mean, who else is there?
Well, you know, I've settled for being your mistress, don't you, Sid?
God, I hate that word. Besides, I don't think deep down you are.
I've never made demands on you.
Oh, come on.
Well, I won't ask you to choose again.
That's not the same thing.
Do you want it all to stop, then?
No.
No.
Oh, of course I don't.
Come here.
Mm. Mm. How did this happen?
Well, you were looking for a change.
Change, was I?
And I found you. You were down that gym, preening, waiting to be smashed up.
Couldn't believe you fancied me. You're right, though, I did need a change. Kathy and me, I sometimes think we'd never been right for each other, you know.
You don't seem to have a lot in common.
It's as though there's always been a fault line running through our marriage.
You told me she'd had an affair once.
Yeah, some years back.
How did you feel?
How did I feel? Angry, I felt. I felt hurt. It took years to get the trust back. And then Jamie came along and he built a bridge between us.
So, she broke your heart once?
Yeah.
Oh, if Kathy ever did find out, she'd have no reason to complain.
She mustn't. Because if she does, I could lose Jamie, my livelihood, everything.
Seems to me it's all built on sand anyway.
What?
If your marriage, the pub, Jamie, if they'd been enough for you, you wouldn't have been looking.
But I can't risk losing them.
Well, you already have. Having an affair, that's part of the excitement. So don't pretend there's a part of you that didn't crave that.
I don't know. When I first started coming here, it was like a haven of peace for me.
Our little love nest, eh?
But I don't seem to be able to leave my other life at your front door anymore, Jolene. It's all getting kind of mixed up.
Relax.
No, I don't mean to come here and dump all my problems on you.
No, I was being selfish. Your worries are my worries.
I didn't expect...
What?
I'm so scared.
Here, let me hold you.
Oh, Jolene.
Look, we could cool it for a bit. You know, throw Kathy off the scent. I could even let your birthday go. Whatever you want.
No, you don't understand. I've stepped over the line. I didn't expect to love you this much. And that's what scares me. I'm not in control of it anymore. I don't know where it's going.
It's okay.
It's not, Jolene. It's not. You deserve more. And I can't give it. I can't see a way out.
Lindy?
Oh, I thought you were asleep.
Something wrong with the front door?
I'm just sanding it down the side here.
Aren't you working this morning?
No, I'm not on till 5.
Ah, you've moved a whole chair.
Yes, it was in the wrong place.
Wrong place?
Mm, that corner was far too cluttered. It says in my Feng Shui magazine that energy gets stuck in corners.
Feng?
Feng.
Where's the whole rug?
What?
My rug, the one I got in Turkey.
In the shed.
The shed?
Too brown.
Too brown?
That rug, with all this panelling? No, I'm sorry, far too much brown. I've always thought so, actually.
That's why we put it down here, to go with the walls.
Robert, this hall is very dark.
We always liked the panelling. It's what sold us the house.
Yes, but with very little natural light in here, the last thing we need is yet more brown.
I don't see that follows.
Well, we can't paint the wood panelling, can we? So we have to find the colour elsewhere. Now, I thought we might look for a brighter one in Borchester this morning.
I like my brown one.
Will you stop going on about it, please?
Why are you sanding that door?
Sticky doors indicate tension in relationships.
Morning!
Ah, Mike.
Sorry to disturb you, I heard voices.
Morning, Mike.
2 points as usual. Leave them on the step, shall I?
Not on that step, please. Robert, you take them.
Well, glad I caught you. I've got a favour to ask.
Yes?
Would you be able to put some of these pick-your-own leaflets in reception at Grey Gables?
Let's see.
Oh. Like the dancing strawberries?
Oh, yeah, very amusing.
Well, I think so, if I can sneak them past Caroline.
Ah, great. 30 enough?
I think the guests would enjoy picking their own fruit, especially the Americans. They're so hands-on.
Right, there you are, then. Thanks a lot.
No problem, Mike.
Right, I'll see you then.
Bye.
Bye, Mike.
Ah. Well, that's much better. This door shuts beautifully now.
I'm going to get dressed.
Oh, Robert, please remember to leave the loo lid down in the bathroom.
You asked me when we first got married, and I have kept my word unfailingly.
Not the seat, the lid.
Why the lid all of a sudden?
Because wealth disappears down an open toilet.
Does it now?
And by the way, I thought we could go on a little fact-finding mission at lunchtime.
To look for rugs we don't need.
Robert.
Well, what then?
Trust me. My treat.
But
no buts.
Now what?
Oh, with any luck, that'll be the parcel I ordered from Homes in Harmony.
Yes, darling, it's me.
That's one happy dog.
Down. Go on, down. Oh, she does look well, David.
Oh, she's been no trouble.
Oh, I can't tell you how grateful we are.
No problem. Ah, good, here's Mike.
Hello.
Hello, Clary. Morning, David. Come early to check what timber I'll need.
Right, well, you've seen the field.
That corner's a bit exposed.
Yeah. Let's say a couple of large straining posts.
You want struts?
Well, the more secure, the better.
Are you all right for barbed wire?
Yeah, loads of it. 2 new rolls.
Yeah, all right, girl. Yes, there you go.
How's Eddie?
You know.
How's he doing on that building site?
Tell you the truth, he ain't. He had a bit of a disagreement with the foreman.
Ah, right. It must be strawberry time soon, eh, Mike?
Yeah, a couple of weeks now.
Lovely.
Brenda's got a new angle for our publicity this year.
Yeah?
Yeah, doing a feature with Neil for Radio Borsetshire.
What, another one?
Well, it's different from last year. How he's a hard-pressed farmer forced to diversify into strawberries.
But he's been doing it for years.
They don't know that, though, do they?
Oh, well, I'd best get off. Thanks for letting me see Tess. Yes, girlie. Yes.
She knows you're going.
Hang on, does that mean Eddie's at home today?
Yeah, sleeping off a hangover.
Well, would you fancy half a day this morning helping Mike?
Oh, I could do with a hand.
Yeah.
Good.
How's he going to get here, though?
Well, I'm going to the farmer's co-op in Borchester. I could pick him up.
Problem solved.
I better ring him first, check he's up.
All right, use the phone in the kitchen.
Yeah, tell him about half an hour.
Right, well, thanks, David.
Sebastopol Road, innit?
Yeah, 10 Meadowrise Flats. Be sure to lock your van.
Oh, great.
Maybe we could offer him some more work next week.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Come on, Pip. Hi, Mike.
Oh, hello, Ruth. Right, I'll be off then, David, and I'll see you in about an hour.
Yeah, you know where the wire is. Just make a start.
Yeah, no problem.
So, love, any buzz?
Yeah, one from the breast unit at last.
And?
Me appointment's June the 12th.
That's...
A week next Monday.
Right. Well, it's good to have a date. Just over a week.
More like 10 days.
Well, I'm definitely coming with you this time, however busy we are. That's final.
I want you to.
Good. So what do you got planned for today, then?
There's a kids' festival on in Borchester this week.
Sounds fun.
Music making, juggling workshops.
Mm. Kids' activities always sound so much more fun than grown-ups.
Apparently, Lua Loxley's done really well all week.
Oh? Good luck to them.
That's something I admire about Nigel. He knows how to have fun.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm doing this week, thanks to you.
Come on, Mum.
Whether I can steer this positive is another matter, though.
Hmm. Oh, yes. It's very tender, isn't it?
I had rather fancied the fish.
No, no. I promised Jennifer we'd come to the Feathers specifically to have the Hassett Hills lamb. I'm sure she's wondering why we don't serve it at Grey Gables.
Well, that's not down to you.
Well, that's as maybe. Jean-Paul's the one we have to convince. But I thought if I tried it for myself, I'd be in a better position to influence him.
Well, I'm enjoying it very much, actually.
I know. There's so much more flavour.
You're not eating that lovely yellow fat.
No, I'm not. I'm surprised they don't make a feature of the fact it's local on the menu.
Good point. Or at least put it on the blackboard.
Mm.
So succulent.
I know. Well, the poor beast didn't have far to travel. It's much less stressful for them. I'm sure it makes a difference. I do try to support the local farmers.
Yeah, you're usually a very conscientious consumer, Lindy.
What do you mean, usually?
Well, that silly kit you had delivered this morning. I saw the invoice. A bit OTT.
My Feng Shui wealth creation kit? It's an investment, Robert.
What, a lot of Chinese plaques and statues?
Yes, you put them around the house. They're individually designed to improve our prosperity and happiness.
Don't you think we could improve our prosperity by not spending money on ugly ornaments?
They are not ornaments. They're fortuitous totems.
If you say so.
But don't you think it's a good idea to take measures to improve our wealth?
Oh, yeah, like the Lucy.
Shh, keep your voice down. Haven't you noticed the wealth corner I've created in the sitting room?
What, that pile of junk on the escritoire?
It is not a pile. It's carefully arranged in accordance with Feng Shui principles.
Feng.
Oh, it was so pedantic. Well, I hope you didn't touch anything.
No, no. I just took the pound coins and left the rest.
What? Not the three Welsh ones with the dragons on?
Yes.
Oh, Robert, dragons are especially auspicious. What have you done with them?
I used them for the car park.
Yeah, that looks about deep enough. You okay, Eddie?
Yeah. Got a headache, that's all.
Yeah, Clary said you had one over the eight last night.
Oh, don't remind me.
Right, pass us that post, can you?
Listen.
No, the straining post. Wake up, Eddie.
Oh, sorry. Right. There you go.
Right. In she goes. Now, get that stone over.
Got it.
Wedge it in. Yeah, that's it. Now, you hold it steady, hold back, Phil, then you tamp it down. So what are you going to do with yourself now you're not on the building site?
Well, I'm not stopping in that flat all day. Yeah, I'll find something. You been busy?
Yeah, supposed to be Derek Fletcher's today, topping his Leylandii.
Yeah, makes me mad.
What?
The likes of Derek Fletcher.
What's he ever done to you?
Well, boys, he's way to the countryside, eh? There's me, born and bred. Can't even afford to stay.
Yeah, makes you sick, doesn't it?
No, I wouldn't mind, but my Grange farm is sat there empty. We might as well have stayed.
Yeah, well, not for long, if the rumour's right.
Eh?
You've been out the village too long. Debbie Aldridge and that Canadian husband of hers.
What about them?
Well, they're thinking of taking it on.
What?
Yeah, steady with that sledgehammer.
Is this true?
Yeah, well, I reckon. They've looked round it.
Who says?
Well, Betty heard it in the shop.
So it was all a stitch-up to keep it in the family.
Eddie, Clary's going to pick you up.
I might have known.
Steady, mate.
Said something about getting back to give Joe a decent lunch today.
Look, you're all right, Eddie. I can finish easy on me own.
Yeah, I can give you a hand. Hey, here's your money, Eddie.
I'll see you around.
Something I said?
Oh, it was bound to happen eventually.
I bet she was planning it while we were still living there.
Debbie ain't like that. Another chop, Joe.
Oh, huh. They're all like that.
Pass his plate, Eddie.
Yeah, I'm getting used to being stabbed in the back.
Stop feeling sorry for yourself. This is better than baked beans, isn't it, Joe?
Oh, very low.
Sid won at me last night about that picnic table, he says Edward broke.
You better stay out of my way.
He is, I ain't seen him today.
Nah, not Edward, Sid.
But nice of Tony to sit with you in the ball last night, wasn't it, Joe?
Oh, huh.
Oh, that'd be Edward forgot his key again.
Oh, I'll go.
Got to tell you, Jo, I saw Tess this morning.
Is she all right?
Yeah, she's doing fine. And I asked about baby Spice too, and she's doing well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, running with the Brookfield herd now.
Ah, Mr. Grundy.
What's it to you?
I'm representing your landlord.
I told you lot last week they're staying.
Oh,
so you
no. Eddie!
Eddie!
Mr. Grundy,
look,
I really want...
Look, this is my home. You are not coming in.
Eddie, get back from that door.
Why have you come round dinner time, eh? Hoping to get my dad on his own. Let go, Clary.
No, I won't. You get back in the living room now and I'll deal with this.
They're not going.
Eddie, I'll deal with this. Now, will you just go back in and keep Joe company?
You don't forget it, mate. Oh, they're staying.
I'm so sorry about that.
Can I step inside for a minute, Mrs. Grundy?
Oh, yeah, come in.
My colleague visited last Thursday, I believe. Yes, and my name is Mr. Kirkwood from Westbury Lettings. We're agents for your landlord.
I know that.
Your tenancy agreement states quite clearly that you're not allowed to keep animals.
Yeah, I know. But it ain't a problem anymore.
Oh, have the ferrets gone?
No, but they will be going.
When?
I put an ad in the paper. Someone's coming to collect them. I thought you was them now, actually.
Mr. Grundy didn't exactly make that clear.
No, you see, I ain't told him. You can see how upset he gets, and he's loved them ferrets.
Yes. Well, if that's the case, there's no problem.
Right.
But if you haven't complied, then your tenancy is at risk. Is that clear?
Yes. Perfectly.
Very well. Oh, we'll probably need to make a further visit.
Oh.
Good afternoon.
Eddie! Don't ever put me in that position again, Eddie Grundy.
They're staying.
Don't, Eddie.
I had to lie for you.
You didn't have to.
Oh, didn't I?
Sit down, Clary.
If I hadn't said the ferrets had been sold, we'd be out on our ear.
Sold?
Can't we at least eat in peace?
I said we'd put them in the paper. Only way I could get rid of him.
You haven't.
Well, no, but I wish I had.
They're going over my dead body.
That's it, then. We'll be out on the street.
Oh, I'd rather be. Couldn't be worse than this stinking hellhole.
The Archers was written by Nawal Gadala and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Alec Reed and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.